Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, it's time for the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment today is coming from Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25. It reads, "When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm." Let me say that again. When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm. I mean, today we hear over and over again about the perfect storm, or the physical cliff, or the super storm Sandy. There seems to be every kind of storm you could imagine lingering or glooming over every day as it's being talked about. But Jesus told us, he says very specifically in John 16, 33, he says, listen, in this world, in this life, you're going to have storms. You're going to have trouble. But he tells us, he says, but take heart. Cheer up. I've overcome this world. I've overcome it. You see, the righteous understand that they've built for the storm. They knew storms were going to come. And listen, storms are going to come. Jesus told them they're going to come. I mean, you can just look, they're coming from every direction. But understand, when they come, if you build for the storm, that's what righteous do. The righteous build for the storm. The righteous aren't just say, hey, you know, I'm righteous because I have a mindset that I'm righteous. Mm-hmm. That they abide by God and obey God and what he's doing. You know, they prepare for what's going on. Jesus talks about it in Matthew 7, 24 to 27. You know, you have a wise builder and you have a foolish builder. He says this. This is what Jesus says now. He says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, that sounds like somebody abiding, and puts them into practice, that's a hear-do, right? Somebody who hears the word of God and does it, and puts them into practice, is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down. This is the storms. The rain came down. The streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house and it fell with a great crash. Listen, Jesus is telling us it doesn't matter, you know, who you are. These storms are going to come in your life. But listen, in the end, when the storm's over, it is going to be a difference, because this one right here fell with a great crash that didn't build on the rock. But the one who built for the storm, who built on Jesus Christ, that they stood.
That's right.
Building for these storms is what we refer to as abiding. Mm-hmm. Abiding with God, hanging out with him, hearing what he says, doing what he says, praying, talking to him. He talks about it in John 15. You know, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. But if you abide with me, Jesus says, the Lord, then you'll bear fruit. Much with you're building your house on the rock. You're building for the storm. And if you want to know more about abiding, go to iabide.org. Listen, these storms are meant to sweep away, yes, but to wash away and sweep away the wicked, not the righteous. Listen, when it's all said and done, if you're building on the rock, you'll stand. I'm at your stuff and your things and whatever might not stand, but you will stand. Building for the storm. Proverbs 10:25. The wisdom moment for today is, when the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.